It was a dark night in Big Sur, California. I was a teenager at the time and on an outing with some of the teens at church. And we were camped out along the Big Sur River and we were having a great time. And it was getting toward evening. It was still twilight and we could see, and we decided to walk up the road to a place where we could get some snacks of one kind or another, and just wanted to go up to the store. So we started walking and it was still daylight. Well, we piddled around doing this and that, one thing and another at the store, got our snacks and started back, and it turned dark. And there was a fog that rolled in, and I'm telling you, it was so dark. And we had walked a distance to get to that store, and now we're trying to get back to the campground. But literally, I could not see my hand in front of my face. We started stumbling down that road, and of course, being teenagers, we were laughing and carrying on, but a little worried too. And we held on to each other as we tried to walk down that road. And, you know, we'd stumble off the road a little bit. And we just knew that before long, we should be seeing the lights. And once or twice, a vehicle came by on the road. And we could see where the vehicle was going on up ahead. And then the lights would disappear. And we'd be back in the dark again. We were just groping around, not knowing where we were going. Really lost. To tell you the truth, that's what the world would be like for all people if it were not for Jesus Christ and the light that he brought into the world. Listen to what John the Apostle says about this in the first chapter of his gospel, in the fourth verse. In Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. You see, every person, whether they believe or don't believe, benefits from the light that Jesus Christ brought into the world. For without that light in this world, what a corrupt and evil and murderous place our earth would be. And the evil that dwells within men would completely overwhelm whatever goodness they possessed. But God has grace for this world, and the Spirit of God restrains men and leaves some light in this world. But the world was truly enlightened when Jesus came into the world. And that light is stronger than any of the darkness within us. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I thank you for the light that came into my life, that chased away the darkness of sin, the darkness of doubt, the darkness of unbelief, the darkness of my own evil character. But you, God, reformed me. You, God, used that light of Jesus Christ to take away all the darkness of sin and doubt. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.